The Twin Cities Traffic and Weather Station. News Radio 830 WCCO. WCCO HD. Minneapolis, St. Paul.
CBS News. I'm Harley Carnes. This is just in to CBS from the White House. The president plans to make a late-night statement tonight. The subject, however, has not been announced. I know there's not much to go on, but usually such an announcement precedes something pretty important. We'll have it for you as soon as we know what it is. Again, the president will make a late-night statement tonight.
And Bruce Hogovic here, WCCO Radio News. We're standing by now for a special statement from President Obama. Some of the major networks reporting that President Obama is going to make an announcement regarding Osama bin Laden. That's all we know right now, but this is a news conference or a news statement that was called for just a short while ago, and we're going to have live coverage now coming up. It is 9:43. Let's go live to CBS News.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Harley Carnes. CBS News has learned Osama bin Laden is dead. This is a headline we have waited a long time to be able to report, and we get the information from Stephen Hadley, the former National Security Advisor to President Bush, who has just told CBS News by telephone that he has it authoritatively, this is a quote from the White House, that bin Laden has been killed. We are joined now by Jerry Van Dyke, CBS News Afghan analyst, also by CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Jerry, first, you heard something about this, the rumblings about it a little bit earlier, didn't you?
Yes, we heard about an hour ago, and I had talked with two journalists in Pakistan, and they told me of a report of a helicopter crash in a secret military base in Pakistan. We did not hear about Afghanistan. However, the Pakistani military has always said, if we find him, then we will certainly, or as General Musharraf, President Musharraf said, and then we will toss him across the border into Afghanistan. We do not want Osama bin Laden to be found in Pakistan at all. We do not know where Osama bin Laden was killed. We were hearing this report in Afghanistan, most undoubtedly along in the eastern part of Afghanistan, perhaps in Kunar province, perhaps in Khost province, perhaps Paktia province, both along the border near Waziristan. Most definitely a shock, a surprise. We were told that there were only, by General Petraeus, by every single military leader in Pakistan, in Afghanistan, excuse me, that no more than 100 members of Al-Qaeda were in Afghanistan. The United States has launched hundreds of drone attacks in Waziristan, thinking that Osama bin Laden was in Waziristan. It's clear now that he's not there. We don't know how he was killed. We don't know where he was killed. But the fact is, for the first time now, since December 2001, we have confirmation of word of Osama bin Laden's whereabouts.
There has is, of course, quite an apparatus behind the president's announcements. We know the president plans to speak to us. Let's go to the White House now. CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what do we know from there?
Well, Harley, the White House, of course, is not confirming this on the record as yet, but you can be assured that the president would not go on the air at what is now approaching 11 p.m. on a Sunday night, obviously far from prime time, if he did not have something very major to report. And it's interesting to look back on this president's record on Osama bin Laden, going back to early in the 08 campaign when he told a debate audience, we will kill bin Laden, we will crush al-Qaeda, that has to be our biggest national security priority. Then just a few days before he won the election, the president said, still a senator, that capturing or killing bin Laden would be critical to stamping out al-Qaeda. But as president, Barack Obama has taken a different tact, publicly downplaying any comments on bin Laden. His comments openly have been very sparingly. Looking at the record here, as I have been tonight, it was in a January 2009 CBS News interview that he said, quote, the administration's preference obviously would be to capture or kill him. But there has been a determined effort not to overmention bin Laden. Some terror experts say that that's been a wise strategy, not to elevate the al-Qaeda leader's status among his followers and potential followers worldwide. So it's been a far different strategy in terms of the public campaign against al-Qaeda than the very frequent mentions by former President George W. Bush.
All right. Peter Mayer there at the White House. We get this information, by the way, from a House intelligence aide and the top Democrat on House intelligence, Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger. He's a Democrat from Maryland, was briefed by the CIA director, Leon Panetta, and was told that Osama bin Laden is dead. So that tells you where the information comes from. We, again, do expect President Obama to come to the microphones and speak soon. And of course, when he does, we'll be back with you. This has been a CBS News special report. Osama bin Laden is dead. Harley Carnes, CBS News.
And Bruce Hogovic here in the WCCO radio newsroom. So you heard history as it happens tonight here on WCCO, as reported by CBS News and other major news outlets around the country. Osama bin Laden is dead, and the Associated Press says that the U.S. has his body, according to a person familiar with these developments. And we expect that President Obama will be making a statement on this breaking news story, very important internationally breaking news story, yet this evening. We're standing by via CBS News, waiting word from the White House as to when President Obama will speak. Initially, they said that President Obama would speak at around 9:30 our time. Obviously, that deadline has passed now, and they're no doubt refining the statement that he's going to be making. But as you heard on CBS here live on WCCO, Osama bin Laden is dead, and the U.S. apparently has the body, according to a person familiar with the developments. So stay tuned to WCCO. We'll keep you up to date via CBS News. Major breaking story.
This is a CBS News special report. I'm Howard Ehrenstein. Osama bin Laden is dead. That startling news is being reported tonight by multiple sources as the administration briefs members of Congress on this development. There are no details known immediately about the death of one of the most wanted terrorists in the world, but National Security Correspondent David Martin quotes his sources as saying bin Laden was shot and killed by U.S. forces. One report says bin Laden's body is in the possession of the United States. President Obama has summoned reporters for a dramatic announcement in a late-night Sunday address to the nation. That announcement is expected any minute now. Coming up on 10 years since the 9/11 attacks, and almost all that time, there has been an intense manhunt for Osama bin Laden. Correspondent Jim Chenevy takes a look back at his life.
Osama bin Laden did not set out to be a terrorist.
Osama bin Laden, as a young man, was always seen as shy, quiet, polite, respectful, studious, and always religious.
But CBS News Afghanistan expert Jerry Van Dyke says he would come under the sway of radical teachers. Even then, bin Laden was not out to get the U.S. His goal was to make Arab countries more Muslim. That began to change as large numbers of foreign troops were stationed in his homeland in the build-up to the first Gulf War.
Osama bin Laden went to the leadership of Saudi Arabia and said, "We do not want foreign soldiers in the land." The Saudi Arabian government turned him down.
Saudi Arabia eventually kicked bin Laden out, forcing him to move to Sudan, then Afghanistan, then finally to disappear from the radar as he and al-Qaeda became increasingly more violent and anti-Western. In the end, Osama bin Laden became one of the most infamous terrorists of modern times. Jim Chenevy, CBS News.
Once again, President Obama is expected to make a dramatic announcement at the White House any minute now that 9/11 terrorist Osama bin Laden is dead at the age of 54. This is a CBS News special report. I'm Howard Ehrenstein in Washington.
And stay tuned to WCCO Radio. We definitely will be carrying the president's statement, that dramatic statement, which, as CBS has been saying, should be coming up here shortly this evening on the death of Osama bin Laden. Death, apparently, at the hands of U.S. soldiers. Apparently, the U.S. has Osama bin Laden's body as well. And we'll keep you informed with ongoing reports here on WCCO Radio on this very important breaking news story on Sunday night.
This is Harley Carnes, CBS News, with special coverage, The Death of Osama bin Laden. It's certainly one of the biggest headlines in many years. CBS News has learned that Osama bin Laden is dead. And we learned it originally from the top Democrat on the House Intelligence Committee, Congressman Dutch Ruppersberger, who talked to CBS, and he's a Democrat from Maryland, was briefed by CIA Director Leon Panetta and was told that Osama bin Laden is dead. It closes a chapter of American history that began in the public mind on September 11, 2001. But, of course, we'll examine that, and we certainly know that his name was known to those who were in the know for a long time before that. We're joined here in the studio now by Jerry Van Dyke, CBS News Afghanistan analyst. We also have CBS News White House correspondent Peter Mayer here, CBS News military analyst Jeff McCausland, Army colonel retired, is here, and so is Pamela Falk, who is our foreign affairs consultant here at CBS News. Let's start with Jerry Van Dyke, because, Jerry, you were the first, I think, to pick up the phone and call us and tell us that something was up tonight.
Yes, I began to hear this from Peshawar, actually, from Pakistani journalists, that something big had happened. We never expected, however, to find Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan. We always thought that he would be in Pakistan. This is what every American general has told us. This is why President Obama, following in the footsteps of President Bush, but certainly ratcheting up the war considerably in Waziristan with the drone attacks. This possibly may be why we found Osama bin Laden in Afghanistan and not in Pakistan, that the rain of drone attacks on Waziristan has been so intense under President Obama that maybe Osama bin Laden had to flee across the border. He said he would never be taken alive. It was always rumored that he had many men around him, Arabs, certainly not Afghans themselves. I spent many years along the Afghan-Pakistani border, most recently in 2007, 2008, and to a man, every Afghan I met said that under Pakistan or under Pashtunwali, the tribal code of the Pashtuns, the people who live on both sides of the border, all of them said that he is too big to hide, and not just in height, but he's too important, he's too powerful, he's too influential. Our tribal code no longer enables us to hide somebody as we've always been able to hide someone for centuries. So how is it today that the United States has been able to capture or to kill Osama bin Laden? We do not have that answer yet, but it is a monumental accomplishment for the United States. This is why we, according to President Obama, we have been in Afghanistan to stop al-Qaeda, to kill Osama bin Laden, and number two, Ayman al-Zawahiri. We've done that. And I think it's an enormously important thing for the United States right now. And it will certainly resonate throughout Afghanistan and Pakistan considerably.
Well, though that resonance is going to be very important. Is it fair to assume that we either got help from Pakistan or we had covert people on the ground who managed to go get him?
We certainly could not have done this alone. We do not have the language ability. There's been many reports on the inability of American intelligence to master the languages along the border. We had to have help from people. Perhaps even on both sides of the on the other side of the border in Pakistan, we certainly could not have done it alone. The speculation has been, and my feeling has always been, that he has been, if he is along the border, and I personally did not feel he was, and I was wrong in that, that he would be with Jalaluddin Haqqani. Haqqani has worked with Arabs. He worked with Arabs when I worked as a newspaper reporter for the New York Times in Afghanistan in the early 1980s. There was a man there named Rahman who later I was told by West Point counterintelligence people just a year ago that he was one of the most important people in al-Qaeda. They're still trying to find him. And so Haqqani, who is in Waziristan, he's in Miram Shah, the capital there, said to be very close to Pakistani military intelligence. My feeling is that he was possibly there, and why didn't he come across the border into the same tribal area that Haqqani belongs to? This is the Mongol tribe there, the Zajan tribe. Possibly they had kept in the United States, might have been able, in fact, I would almost speculate, would be able to make inroads into that tribe itself and find bin Laden, because bin Laden cannot hide alone. He needs the backing of the people there on the ground. The United States would be able to go into that tribal structure, most possibly, find someone, turn someone. Did the money count? I don't think the money counted as the $25 million or up to $50 million to bounty mattered as much as turning somebody for tribal reasons against bin Laden.
Question for, and I want both Pam and Jeff to answer this. We're talking about, of course, Jeff McCausland, CBS News military analyst, and Pamela Falk, our CBS News foreign affairs analyst. How important, because you'll come at it from different angles, how important is the head of this snake to worldwide terrorism? If we are able to take down bin Laden, does it cripple, does it hurt al-Qaeda in ways that we hope it will? Pam, go first.
Well, in the international community, and the UN. There have been 10 years of UN resolutions to try to bring all of the international intelligence communities together. And in recent years, they really have done that. The Pakistani ambassador to the UN made a big point of that during the Times Square bombing issue. And what he said was the international intelligence services, in addition to all of the UN resolutions to cut off terrorist financing, to try to cooperate, have helped in trying to track these folks. Now, there is still the Al-Qaeda in Yemen, in Somalia, in Pakistan, Iraq, Algeria. The hope in the international community is that by cutting off the head of the snake, if you will, this will help at least the international community now try to stop the financing to the other offshoots.
Okay, Colonel McCausland, I mean, you come at it from a military perspective and the inspiration that a bin Laden gives to his troops. I'll put that in a small T, if you will. What do you think the import of this is?
Well, I think it's a dramatic event, of course, upon the morale of Al-Qaeda and its affiliates. And it's really a war, a global war with Al-Qaeda and those affiliates, as Pamela just suggested. In the short term, however, we might see a spurt of violence in an effort to demonstrate that the organization continues. You know, but longer term, with this dramatic change in the Middle East, really the narrative we are seeing in the Arab Spring was already contrary to the ideology of Al-Qaeda. We don't see Osama bin Laden's face on T-shirts in Egypt. We don't see American flags or even Israeli flags being burned. So there's a real concern that that narrative was already losing ground. And now the death of Osama bin Laden, the spiritual leader, could in fact be potentially a crippling blow for Al-Qaeda.
All right. New information coming in from the White House, CBS News correspondent Peter Mayer. Peter, what can you tell us?
Actually, from a former CIA official speaking with CBS News tonight, credit will go to the Special Forces and the administration's airborne unmanned drone strategy orchestrated by the CIA and other intel agencies, of course. This source, a former CIA official, tells CBS News that Predator monitoring indeed, Harley, played a major role in the focus that led to what CBS News has now confirmed, Osama bin Laden's death. But, of course, as we've pointed out this evening, killing him is the single most important act against the anti-terror network that's been in U.S. sights now for so many years through three presidents, going back to Bill Clinton in 1998 following those embassy bombings in Africa. And then, of course, the central moment in the terror fight against the U.S., the 9/11 terror attacks in New York and Washington under the Bush administration. And now the strategy has succeeded under President Obama's tenure.
The first time I remember hearing Osama bin Laden's name, I think, was Oliver North, when he declared him the most dangerous man in the world during his testimony. And that was the Clinton years, wasn't it? That was a ways back.
Yes.
And Oliver North said it, and people looked at him like, who is that? You know? I mean, Jerry, you remember that.
Right. The first time I heard of Osama bin Laden was in 1996, when he flew from Sudan back to Jalalabad. He stayed with a man named Yunus Khalis. Yunus Khalis was a very prominent Mujahideen leader. Mujahideen, of course, were our allies during the war that we fought, proxy army that the United States, headed by the CIA, with the ISI, Pakistani Military Intelligence, backed in the fight against the Soviet Union in the 1980s. He stayed with Yunus Khalis in 1996, and then also, interestingly, after 9/11, he stayed with Yunus Khalis again. So there was a tie to the Mujahideen, therefore to the Taliban. And Mullah Omar was also among the same network of which Yunus Khalis was the head, and it was from Khalis's place that he went up to Tora Bora. And of course, we've heard many rumors of what happened to him after that, none of which we can certainly substantiate. And now, for the first time since then, we have actual proof of his whereabouts.
Go ahead, Pam.
You know, Harley, in Newsweek had a cover of Osama bin Laden pretty much 1 year before the 9/11 attacks. And so there was a sense among news watchers that he was a threat. But it wasn't until, obviously, 9/11 that the international community saw it. Now, Predator drones have been instrumental in and used by this administration much more than any previous administration, and they have been instrumental, as it seems, in this finding of Osama bin Laden, or at least that's what we're hearing. They're being used in Mexico for intelligence. Two were just sent to Libya, and they have been used on the Pakistan-Afghanistan border. So I think the advancements of intelligence and the use of the Predator drone, which have been questioned at the UN, may be much more useful in years to come and accepted by the international community.